Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Okay, let's kick things off with Donald Trump. That's right. The man's so bad at sex, he pays people not to talk about it. Yep. We're still all waiting for the cops to arrest him for lying about his affair with a porn star, but until then, he's continuing his presidential campaign and staying focused on the important issues, like lying about his affair with a porn star.
Former President Trump used his first official campaign rally in Waco, Texas, to denounce the legal threats against him.
People see it's bullshit, and they go and they say, it's unfair.
The District Attorney of New York, under the auspices and direction of the Department of Injustice in Washington, D.C., was investigating me for something that is not a crime, not a misdemeanor, not an affair. I never liked horse face. I never liked. It's just not. It's a terrible thing. That wouldn't be the one. There is no one. We have a great first lady.
Wow. Wow. Nice save, bro. You could actually see his brain try to turn the car around that his mouth was driving. I didn't have an affair, and I've never had an affair, and I actually never had sex. Did you know that? I'm a virgin, and the best and biggest virgin ever. By the way, I do the worst Trump impersonation in the world. I suck at doing Trump. But yeah, over the weekend, Trump kicked off his 2024 campaign in Waco, Texas. I love that Trump's running for office and from the law at the same time. How great is that? He's going to be the first presidential candidate who's going to be giving speeches from his getaway car. Oh, yeah. My fellow Americans, we gotta lower inflation, we gotta get a handle on China, and most importantly, we have to crack down on crime. You'll never take me alive, you pigs! Yeah, I think my Trump impersonation is getting better, don't you? Yeah. You're just being nice, I know, I love you. You know, we've had such a heavy week of news, so I thought, you know, we'd wrap up things this week with some lighthearted news that's really going to put a smile on your face.
We're interrupting this package right now because we have some breaking news, and it is historic news out of Lower Manhattan right now. A federal jury, a grand jury, has voted to indict former President Trump, the first time ever that a former president has been criminally charged.
That's right. Lady Justice grabbed Trump by the pussy. And you know, I take a firm stance against mass incarceration, okay? But for this, I'm willing to make an exception. I just hope they take it easy on him and put him at least in a cell with his lawyer. But hey, let this be a lesson to all you kids out there, okay? If you commit fraud to cover up an affair with a porn star, the law will catch up to you after like 7 years and a full term as president. Now, I know we're all hoping to see him put in handcuffs, but we don't know how it's all gonna go down. The report is that they're gonna try to negotiate his surrender. Either that or they'll leave a trail of Big Macs leading to the prison. And, you know, a lot of pundits, like Lindsey Graham, are saying this is going to be good for Trump. But, motherfucker, why don't you get arrested and see if it's good for you? Shit. Anyway, we don't know when this will actually arrest him or how it's going to pan out. But, hey, maybe going to prison might be good for Trump. It may be what he needs. Because at least in prison, he'll be able to pursue his greatest passions. Reading, working out, and converting to Islam.
Let's move on to the real championship game. The state of New York versus Donald J. Trump. Oh, Trumpin'. Old Trumpy was indicted last week for paying a porn star hush money. You know Trump got to be mad. He paid all that hush money. Didn't nobody hush. It's messed up. It's in the word. Hush. Shh. But no affair has been less hushed than this one. Everybody know about this damn affair. There's uncontacted tribes in the Amazon who know that Trump boned Stormy Daniels. I do not know what a plane is, but I do know that Stormy Daniels spanked Trump with a magazine. Now, if you notice, I did not do a native accent. I'm not trying to get canceled on my first date. Now, I am holding a spear, my bad. But I didn't do no accent. The point is, Trump has been indicted, and tomorrow, the circus is coming to town.
New York City this morning preparing to become the setting for an unprecedented legal and political drama as Donald Trump returns to face the criminal charges against him. Mr. Trump expected to face some 30 separate charges, the first ever filed against a former president in an indictment handed up last Thursday. Still secret and under seal until his arraignment. Mr. Trump's arraignment Tuesday will include being processed at the courthouse, with fingerprints and a DNA sample expected to be taken as well. But he likely won't be handcuffed, and Secret Service agents will protect him at every turn.
That's right. Trump's got to provide a DNA sample. Which, if you think about it, that's kind of how he got in this mess in the first place. The upside with Trump's DNA, now the NYPD could probably solve a bunch of cold cases from the 80s. Why are they arraigning him like he's a normal person? He ain't a normal person. Trump ain't a normal person. Normal people don't bring the Secret Service to get arrested. And to be honest, I kind of feel sorry for the Secret Service agents. How you get assigned to a former president? You're supposed to be going to baseball games and windsurfing. You get assigned to Trump, you got to go to Rikers. You got to take a shank for this man. You got to taste test the toilet wine, make sure it ain't poison. You got to dig the escape tunnel, then dump the dirt in a softball field. I'll never forget the day Donald Trump showed up on the yard. With six Secret Service agents. He thought I was Ben Carson. My Morgan Freeman's terrible. I gotta work on it. But it's not all bad for old Trumpy. According to reports, he's already raised $5 million since the news dropped on Thursday. $5 million! This man is balling. $5 million. Do you know how many cigarettes that'll get you in prison? Honestly, this might be teaching this man the wrong lesson. Trump gonna start telling people to snitch on him for other crimes he did just so he can get that bag, too. Trump will be the first man in history to pay unhush money. You know, going to jail might be the new way to fundraise if you're a politician. Hillary probably sitting around like, hell, $5 million, shit, maybe they should have locked me up.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
So we are here in New York City, and today was one for the history books, because when today began, we were preparing for the craziest day in New York since the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man came to town and busted a nut on the whole city. That wasn't marshmallows. But today was even crazier because today was Trump Arraignment Day.
This is breaking news.
In a remarkable chapter of American history, for the first time, a former president faced a judge in a criminal courtroom on charges he broke the law, and it happened right here in New York City.
Former President Trump pleads not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records related to hush money payments.
The photograph is stark. And historic as we look at it. Donald Trump.
That's a man who looks like a defendant. You know, the former president, I've seen that face not many times. He looks somber.
Look at you. Look at your ass now. They got your ass. Ain't so tough no more. Ain't so tough. You spent all that money talking shit about the judge. You talk shit about the DA. Oh, I'm a march in the courtroom and I'm a tell shut your ass up. look at how sad Trump looks. My man look like somebody told him his dog died or that Mike Pence is still alive. And you can talk all the shit you want, but I'm telling you, baby, the moment you in that courtroom, that shit get real. Trump sitting there like, wow, y'all really gonna do this to me, huh? And he alone, ain't none of your boys around no more. You gave them all pardons. And everybody know you don't pardon all your partners. You gotta leave one in jail so you have somebody to talk to. And on top of all that, this how I know Trump did something. I don't know what he guilty of, but he did something. Look at that outfit. First day of court, he in a suit that don't even fit. Why would you do that? Gwyneth Paltrow showed you the cheat code, boy. You got to dress like you don't give a f-. You got to dress for court like you on your way to somewhere else. Look at Gwyneth Paltrow. You can't convict me. These glasses are Cartier's. Cartier, is that how you say it? I don't know. I can't afford nice glasses. So, as you can imagine, it was a crazy day in New York. And the city was ready for anything. Barricades were laid out. Every police officer was on duty. Even Mayor Eric Adams said he might not go to the club tonight. Just in case y'all need him. Because, you know, he be in the club. He got to keep the phone on vibrate. But call him twice so he know it's an emergency. And the cops, I'll give the NYPD this. They were right to set up all the barricades. Trump supporters swarmed downtown Manhattan and filled the streets with red, white, and blue. It was like a Puerto Rican Day parade for people who want to deport Puerto Ricans. And to their credit, they handled it perfectly. They kept everybody on both sides far enough apart so nobody got hurt, but close enough so they could still roast the shit out of each other. Yes, the classics. Don't nothing win an argument faster than a yo mama. It hit like a shit, yo mama. You lose, no matter what you say. Donald Trump is a political prisoner unfairly targeted by the criminal justice system. Yo mama, bitch. Oh. Oh. That's how it hits you, you bleed out. Let's move on to the big story. The arrest of Donald J. Trump. Oh, you heard about it. Y'all heard about it. Okay, I thought it was just a little under, you know, a little. Yesterday was a momentous day for Donald J. Trump. He was indicted for 34 counts of falsifying business records and also one count of clogging the courthouse toilet. They added that one at the last minute. So old Trumpy went down to the courthouse, looked around stupid for a couple of minutes, then fled on his private jet to Florida, because as you all know, Florida does not have an extradition treaty with the United States. He rolled up to Mar-a-Lago, and then he waved to his supporters, and then offered to put his thumb up their butt. What is this? Seriously. Who adds motion to a thumbs up? It's simple. Just lock the elbow. Trump got to be the first person to add the jerk-off motion to a thumbs up. Thanks so much for coming out. I really appreciate it. So then, after all of that, it was time for Trump to give his big speech. And sidebar, why are people still going to Trump speeches? Like, I get it. I get it. That's your dude. But you know what he gonna say. He say the same thing. Donald Trump is a comedian that ain't changed his act in years. You know what he gonna do. Liberal media be doing this. And Joe Biden and them, they be doing this. Y'all know I ain't lying. Come on now, DJ, kick it. The only thing that changes year to year with Trump is who his enemy is. And for this fight, he's got two new ones.
In a defiant speech at Mar-a-Lago, the former president claimed he's a victim and targeted the prosecutor and judge in the case.
They can't beat us at the ballot box, so they try and beat us through the law. The criminal is the district attorney. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family.
Go to trial and talk shit about the judge. That's bold. The judge could destroy you. He could destroy you and you riling him up. You about to fight Cocaine Bear. You don't offer him crack first. And he didn't just call out the judge. Trump called out the kids. You don't pull the kids into, even rappers don't go after the kids and they murder each other. And Trump said the man has a Trump-hating wife. But to be fair, I don't even know if that was an insult, because Donald Trump also has a Trump-hating wife. You know, you can't tell me Melania don't hate that man. If anything, this week was confirmation. If y'all think Trump... Let me ask you this then. During Donald Trump's 45 minutes as a political prisoner, where was his wife?
Many people noticed the former first lady, the former president's wife, Melania Trump, was not in attendance last night.
His wife, former first lady Melania Trump, she was not there.
Among the guests were ardent Trump supporters, including Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene and the MyPillow founder, Mike Lindell. One person noticeably absent last night was former first lady Melania Trump.
Even the pillow salesman showed up for the speech. But his own wife didn't show up. And the speech was at the house. Melania didn't even come downstairs. She opened up the bedroom door. Oh, you're back from prison already. Oh.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.